Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Happy Burns Day, folks, and there's only one thing to close your eyes and let pour over you on this day, and it's not the sound of mere bagpipes, oh humble listeners.
Fair foyer, honest sonsy face, great chief know the puddin' race. Aboon them all, ye tack your place, pinch, tripe, or therm.
That's Address to a Haggis by poet Robert Burns, read there by David Sibbald. Robert or Rabbi Burns, national poet of Scotland, was born on this day in 1759, and in his honor, Burns Night is celebrated in Scotland and around the world. Where the traditional Burns supper, and indeed what is being spoken about in this poem, is the haggis, great chieftain of the pudding race, Burns calls it, and it's like no pudding you might know. Well, it's Scotland's national dish, and while Burns Night is celebrated far and wide here in the United States, according to Richard Lockhead, Scotland's Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs, Food and Environment, imported haggis from Scotland has been banned since 1971.
Well, it's a real shame that Americans, be they Americans with Scottish ancestry or anyone else who's just interested in tasting good food from around the world or enjoying culture from other countries, they can enjoy the kilt, the tartan, they can enjoy the bagpipes, they can enjoy Scotch whisky and so on, but they can't enjoy the traditional Scotch haggis, particularly around Burns season when Robert Burns, Scotland's national poet, is celebrated in America. You know, the author of Auld Lang Syne, Abraham Lincoln, actually, I'm told, composed a toast to Burns. So many Americans are familiar with Robert Burns, and when they celebrate it, as I said before, they can enjoy all the other Scottish icons, but it'd be great if they could also just complete the picture by being able to enjoy Scottish haggis at the same time.
And there's a famous Burns poem about a haggis.
There's the Address to the Haggis. So when a Burns supper takes place, people pay tribute to Robert Burns and his works, and people recite his songs and his poems. They also usually kick off the Burns supper with an address to the haggis, the chieftain of the pudding race, and that always just gets things off to a great start.
Is there a legend as to like the first Scotsman who it occurred to them to take the lung and jazz it up?
It's a good question about how haggis was first developed, but following the death of our national poet Robert Burns in 1796, within a few years, people started to celebrate Robert Burns. And of course, because he'd written about the haggis, then haggis featured in Burns suppers, and the Address to the Haggis was often what kicked off the Burns supper evening. I guess haggis is quite a traditional dish. It wouldn't be very expensive to produce in the olden days. It's very filling, and you know, you have it with vegetables and potatoes. You can have a good nutritious meal at the same time. So I guess homes across the country began to enjoy haggis at certain times of the year. It's just very satisfying to have your haggis, neeps and tatties.
Is there a recipe, an official recipe for the haggis?
Well, a traditional recipe for haggis is like of sheep's liver and heart with some oatmeal and onions and seasoning and so on. Sheep lung is often in there as well, but of course that would not be allowed to go into the US, so that would have to be substituted with the other parts of the sheep meat. You know, that's why we're looking for the lamb, for sheep meat, to be allowed back into the US market. And thankfully, the US government are now saying they're about to consult on that, and hopefully it's likely to happen at some point in 2016. So who knows, in 2017, that traditional recipe for haggis will be able to be exported from Scotland to the US.
Well, with the stipulation that only authentic haggis comes from Scotland, you take the sheep's lung and the liver and the heart and some oatmeal and some onions, and what do you do with it?
Well, that's it. You mix it up in a big pan, and then it goes into the oven, or you boil it, or if it's in a sheep's stomach, so it's wrapped up in the sheep's stomach or whatever. I mean, different producers will use different parts of the animal to wrap up the haggis in. You don't eat, of course, that part of it. It's just to hold it together as you're cooking it, and then you get the knife, and then you stick the knife into the haggis skin, and then you rip it open, and then the haggis steams out, and that's what, you know, is a really iconic part of the Burns supper as well. When people pipe in the haggis, the bagpiper leads in the haggis, someone delivers the address to the haggis, and at the end of it, of course, they're putting their knife into it and ripping it open.
And you got your haggis and your potatoes and your turnips and wash it all down with a single malt.
If you want the perfect Scottish evening or the perfect Scottish burn supper, as takes place in many, many countries around the world, that's what you want. You want the haggis and heaps of tatties, and then you wash it down with a dram of Scotch whisky.
Richard Lockhead, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Richard Lockhead, signing out from New York.
Richard Lockhead is Scotland's Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs, Food and Environment.